This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studio in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so I got to know, for this week, what was number five?
Number five is GOAT, and it's interesting. So there's some sort of a study that was conducted by London's Queen Mary University to determine if goats can understand facial expressions on humans. Great, great. That's awesome. I'm all for goat science. However, I have to question the scientific validity of such a study. Well, first off, let's talk about the outcome. The outcome is that the goats preferred smiling faces on humans. Great. All right. That's awesome. Goats can read our human faces. But only 51% of the goats preferred the smiling faces. 30% of the goats preferred the frowning faces. And then the other percent just didn't care at all. And there was only a sample size of 20 goats. So it's not the biggest study they've ever done, but essentially they just showed two photos of a smiling face and a frowning face and figured out which goat went to what to like explore it. And I guess they preferred the smiling. So if you're at the next time you see a goat, give it a smile.
But aren't all domesticated animals able to recognize our facial features because they've been domesticated for hundreds of years? Or no, that's like a thing.
That's a good question. That was the impetus of the study, actually. And they were trying to figure out, like, okay, if these animals are domesticated, are they able to distinguish? So I guess they are, is the overall conclusion. But again, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Only 20 goats in goat study. There's got to be further goat research.
No, absolutely. I mean, they don't even do that when they're trialing drugs, right? Prescription drugs. So we need at least 100 goats. And we're going to need some.
Maybe even 1,000.
and they need to be in a controlled group, too. There's got to be a controlled group where goats don't look at anybody, and they just go to a stick.
Yeah, like a blank, a blank something. Totally agree. And what if there was different smells associated with some sort of a photo? Or maybe they were attracted to just the white. Well, I guess that would still actually factor in. I was thinking maybe they're just attracted to the white of the smile. They're not actually attracted to the smile. They just think that the white stuff is intriguing. There's a lot of variables here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I just thought of this one. Who was the photo of? Maybe they used a photo of the dude smiling, and it was the person who fed him. So it's like, oh, that's the dude who feeds me.
True. However, I think they actually did control for that, because it was the exact same person, both frowning and smiling. So, yep, they took that out of there.
It doesn't matter. There's too many holes in this, and but I'm curious, and they need to do it with 100 goats and some sheep.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So for this week, number four.
Number four is Cardi B. And, like, this is, I mean, I love Cardi B, and I hope that she's trending every single week because she's phenomenal. But this week she's trending for just a ridiculous reason. Like, I don't know if you've seen that meme going around where people are hypothesizing what these famous people's full names could be. And so for Cardi B, somebody put on Twitter that her real name was Cardigan Backyardigan, which was pretty silly, and it got a lot of traction in the social sphere. It's ridiculous because everybody knows that her name is Balakis Almanzar, which is quite the mouthful, not Cardigan Backyardigan. But in Cardi B, I guess the last part, the B part, is short for Bacardi because one of her siblings is actually named Hennessy. So they used to be called Hennessy and Bacardi growing up, kind of as a nickname. It was her sister. So yeah, anybody knows out there, if you actually think that Cardi B's real name is Cardigan Backyardigan, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Come on.
I will have to say that Cardi Bacardi is just as bad as, what is it, Cardigan Backyardigan. So, yeah. But hey, it rhymes. I love it.
It's pretty cool. Oh, also, a fun fact in researching this trend is, do you know that the Backyardigans was actually a TV show on Nickelodeon? So it's like an actual thing. I had no idea.
What? When did that air?
I think it actually might be more recent, maybe when we were out of the Nickelodeon zone.
Okay, I was just about to say, like, I know most of the Nick shows. I'm not proud of it, but I know most of them. And Backyardigan, I have never heard of that one. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, we'll have to go watch.
So, number three, what is it?
I can't believe we have to talk about this on the radio. It's pumpkin spice latte. And I got some takes on this. Listen, it came back on Tuesday back at Starbucks, and everybody's pissed because they're like, oh my God, it's too early. First off, who cares, dude? Starbucks is making money. There's obviously a business interest for them to put the PSL back on the menu. And, like, the fact that you're posting about it and all up in arms on social media is just feeding that narrative and bringing more awareness to the actual pumpkin spice latte. If you're mad that these things exist and you're mad that they come back in August, don't post about it on social media and don't buy them. But whatever. I mean, pumpkin spice lattes are cool. I got to say, I'll probably have one. I allow myself to have one every fall just because it, you know, it tastes like you're drinking the holidays, but it's 380 calories, which is, like, pretty outrageous. That's just for a grande as well, so watch out.
You know what, though? I've been seeing Halloween stuff out already, so I think it coincides, right? If we can have Halloween stuff out, we can have pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that. Oh, there's also pumpkin spice deodorant out there as well.
Why?
And I think that's where I draw the line.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? I don't want to smell like pumpkin spice. I want to taste it. Oh, could you imagine some poor soul is going to be like, this smells delicious, and then try to eat it?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. What if they accidentally try to eat it, and then they're like, oh, I just ate deodorant. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I did that as a kid, but with candles, because candles smell wonderful.
God, totally agree. Yeah, candles did smell good. I always tried to eat the Play-Doh, too. It didn't smell good, but it looked so good.
Yeah, the bright neon colors. You knew exactly it was going to taste like it looked.
It's kind of like in Hook, you know, when they all have the, like, the giant spread of food, and it's kind of all neon, and they get into, like, the food fight.
Yes.
It kind of looks like that. Like, it looks like they're eating Play-Doh, but it looks like they're having so much fun. It's delicious.
And that's why you ate it.
I know. Thanks a lot, Hook.
So what do we have for number two?
This is a sick trend. I'm fired up on this. It's Serena and Venus Williams. They're facing off tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, in the third round of the U.S. Open. It's their 30th career meeting. And recently, Serena has just been smoking her sister. She's won 8 of their last 10. She leads the overall series 17-12. But early on, Venus was just, she dominated her sister. She won 5 of their first 6 meetings. But yeah, Serena's owned it ever since. So, I mean, does it get more iconic than that? I mean, the Williams sisters are incredible. Maybe some of the best athletes, not only tennis players, not only female tennis players, just athletes in general of all time. And they're facing off in the U.S. Open tonight. Definitely going to watch.
So can we expect her to be wearing that cat suit? Or no, she's banned from wearing it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it could be sick. I would like that. Because we were talking about, what trend was that on? That was like 4 months ago that we were talking about that. Australian Open maybe is when they were playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was sick though. It was super fierce.
Yeah, but she couldn't wear a cat suit. And I don't know what it would happen. I'm sorry. I'm just not into tennis. But apparently there's like really strict rules about what you're supposed to wear. And I'm just, why? I mean, you know, if it's comfortable, you can wear it. Every other sport allows you to change your uniform in some way. I don't see why you can't do that with tennis. But yeah, she ended up, she couldn't wear like those tight pants. Anyways, she ended up wearing like a tutu. I think it was Serena. She's the one who just had a baby, right?
Yep. Serena was wearing the tutu.
Yeah.
And she was wearing, under the tutu, she was wearing like fishnet compression shorts.
Yeah.
Function over fashion. Like,
right?
It doesn't matter what they look like if they're just comfortable. They're world-class athletes. They need to wear things that allow them to perform at a high level. So, yeah, screw anybody that is criticizing them.
It wasn't like she was gaining an advantage in playing. It was just a matter of what was comfortable, because I think she said it was something about after her pregnancy, it was kind of holding her together a little bit or something like that.
That, like, there was a compression pant.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So it was supposed to help her with her blood clots or the chance of getting blood clots. So I don't know. It didn't improve her, you know, aerodynamics, right?
Yes, that's true. I just think that, you know, tennis is such a, like, stuffy, traditional sport that when anybody tries to shake up the status quo, it raises some eyebrows. But, like, dude, it's 2018. Get over it, guys. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. What do we have for number one?
Number one, no shock here. It's Senator John McCain, who passed away over the weekend from brain cancer. His funeral is going to be taking place this Saturday in Washington, D.C. A variety of different political leaders will be there, including Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But President Trump and Sarah Palin not invited. But yeah, people were turning to Google. That obviously the top search state for Senator John McCain was Arizona, his home state, then D.C. and Maryland.
How long was he battling brain cancer for?
You know, maybe within the last year, but it was announced that he was going off medical treatment, and then he died the next day.
Right.
So that was kind of a shock. Everybody was not prepared for it to happen that quickly. I don't know exactly how long. Let's see, how long has he... Yeah, I don't have those notes here. I don't think it was too long. I mean, the guy, and he was still serving in the Senate, so...
Yeah, that's incredible strength.
Quick decline.
For this week, the most watched YouTube video, what is it?
It's K-pop, hottest new Korean boy band group called BTS, and their official music video for Idol, and it is breaking insane records left and right. So it's already the biggest music video debut in YouTube history. It's got over 45 million views in 24 hours. And now it's got over 115 million views just this week, which is nuts. I watched it. It's a sensory overload for sure. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. It got me moving. I don't know if it's necessarily the genre for me, but I mean, in terms of just how the video was shot, it's completely incredible.
You know, I was watching it and I was thinking to myself, why is this so popular? And then I thought of NSYNC and I was like, you know what? Okay, let me compare the two. And I was like, okay, they got the cute guys. They got the choreograph. I love the way they were dancing. Obviously, it's really catchy. I went back and I started looking at some of their live performances and man, it was kind of similar to their music videos. And I could see why it's very popular because that's how it was with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. That's what made them so popular. So I'm like, all right, I can get into this. But I think I can only handle one or two songs at a time because my ears want to hear those English words. And then when it goes to Korean, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm trying to make up words that aren't really there.
I feel you. I feel you on the boy band resurgence kind of nostalgic qualities a little bit. I long for those times, simpler times here for me when NSYNC was out there just buying and stuff. So, yeah, I think it's good. It's a nice modern take on the traditional boy band stuff. And the choreography is incredible. I think their voices are cool. I sometimes feel like the tone of the music and the lyrics maybe doesn't match what they actually look like because they're like, really kind of high fashion and like, you know, kind of on the forefront, dressed kind of interestingly, and they're rapping almost a little bit and kind of like, kind of sounding kind of hard, but they don't really look like that at all. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
You know what? I'm going to have to say, you must not remember NSYNC as well as I do because Justin Timberlake and his ramen noodle hair. His hair at one point had like, it looked like ramen noodles, like a pack of dried ramen noodles. And that was during their No String Attached album release. And everybody was just, it was a weird fashion thing. And yeah, it's, I can see the similarities between the two. It's supposed to be, I think, a little cartoony because you're supposed to get like the preteens into it. And of course, preteens, they like cartoons. They just don't want to say
sure. Nah, that's a good point. All right. I agree. I'm stoked on it.
All right, man. Well, thank you, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, no problem. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.